Welcome to the Marketing Society podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pigger, editor at the Society. Today's pod, I've got a couple of people that I'm going to essentially bow out myself and let them have a discussion. So I've got Jason Fu, CEO at BBD Perfect Storm, and Kashmira Motawala, head of loyalty at Majid Alpha Time. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
So basically, we were sort of going to talk about loyalty and a lot of things around that to do with share. So I kind of want to start with, if both of you could give a little intro about sort of who you are and what you do, and then sort of delve into the nature of share and what it is and how it came about. Should we start with you, Jason?
Certainly, Michael. So I'm Jason. I'm the founder and CEO of BBD Perfect Storm, a brand and cultural transformation company. Loyalty is a very important part of what we do. Fundamentally, we're about helping companies transform to present a future-facing role in how they engage with consumers in the 21st century. And loyalty is a key part of how they maintain that. So we spend quite a lot of time working with important and high-profile clients to support them in that.
And Kash?
Hi, I'm Kash Mira, and I work with a regionally focused lifestyle conglomerate in the UAE and in the Middle East region called Majid Alpha Time. I head their loyalty program, which is called Share. Share has very recently come into being, only about 16 months ago. Talk about all things loyalty.
Okay, sounds good. So after roughly around now, I'm going to sort of bow out, but maybe if you could sort of start by talking about Share, sort of how did it come about? And then Jason, I'll let you just carry on.
Okay. So as I said earlier, Share came into being about 16 months ago. And the need for Share from an organizational perspective, there were a few reasons for it, really. One, at the core of it was a fundamental need to understand the depth and breadth of our relationship with the consumers. You know, who are they? How do they engage with us? What do they desire? And finally, get to a point where we can actually anticipate their needs. Then there was the fact that Majid Alpha Time had embarked on the transformation process, where it has a number of different business units that were coming together to operate as one overarching entity with a common vision, common values, and common platforms. A unified loyalty program would help bring that a vast ecosystem into one and create a single customer view that would support cross-sell across the organization, therefore leading to and opening up new revenue streams. And lastly, Majid Alpha Time is very focused on the customer and the creation of a signature customer experience. The program had to make every part of that engagement with Majid Alpha Time easier, better, and more rewarding. Basically, creating a unique offering that would allow us to be part of customers' everyday life. And that was very, very critical for us, being part of their everyday life and being part of all their special moments. So armed with that hefty mandate, we went about determining what would set us apart from other programs, especially given that the UAE is very saturated with a lot of Me Too loyalty programs. And that's how Share was born. And that's also where the Perfect Storm partnership came in. Jason, would you like to tell us a little about how we came together on this project?
Sure. Thanks, Kash. So as Kash has outlined, Majid Alpha Time is an incredibly exciting company in the Middle East. It operates across so many different entities that touch the consumer's life, from grocery to retail to entertainment, cinemas, through to housing. And you know, let's not forget, this is the company that built a ski slope in the desert. So in terms of the sense of ambition and desire to create a wow, Majid Alpha Time is certainly an organization that sits at the forefront of that internationally. Of all of these different entities, though, what they'd identified was that people weren't actually shopping across that many of them collectively. So there was a clear business need for it. But actually, what was the consumer opportunity and why would they want to actually engage? And I think the wonderful partnership that we built up through this, the development of this, was about really exploring what would sit at the heart of getting consumers excited about this program. And we both entered into this, I think, with a very shared philosophy of what kind of loyalty we were trying to create. And this shared belief, or rather disbelief, that we didn't want to create deal loyalty. Instead, we wanted to create real loyalty. And this notion that the world is littered with deal loyalty programs that are fundamentally just buying consumers repeat business through a transactional sense of loyalty with discounts and offers, frankly, or merely short-term rewards. Instead, what we wanted to create was this notion of real loyalty, actually a meaningful emotional connection with the consumer that's much more profound and much more long-lasting in terms of the relationship they want to have with a particular business, and much stronger. So as we sort of still sought to build this emotional and profound relationship, we looked together at MAF's organizational purpose, which is to create great moments for everyone every day. When you look at that purpose, right at the heart of that is this notion of great moments. And we stumbled upon this pretty important consumer insight, which is that, of course, life is about moments and it's about experiences for all of us. But what is it that makes those experiences special to you and to all of us? And what we realized and recognized was actually it's about sharing that experience with those that matter to you. It's great to see an amazing sunset, but what makes it really special is having someone next to you that really matters to you. So what we recognized and immediately saw the power in is actually not this sense of transactional loyalty, but how do we build an emotional loyalty where we can create, incentivize, and reward and enable really special shared experiences. And with that, the notion of share was born, a loyalty program that would really incentivize, reward, and enhance shared moments with the people that matter to you. What was quite exciting, speaking to this notion of the ski slope in the desert, was Majid Al Futtaim absolutely wanted to not just create this emotional connection, but do so in a way that really challenged all of the normal conventions of what a loyalty program would mean and the normal rigid rules of how these loyalty programs are constructed. Do you want to speak a little bit to the customer value proposition, Cash, and challenging these conventions?
To create a loyalty program, from our perspective, we certainly wanted to do things differently. Majid Al Futtaim is a company that is bold and very innovative in what it does. And we had to bring that same measure to its loyalty program. But at the same time, we also had to bear in mind that we needed to create something that resonated and was easily understood by customers. If you go too far into the left field, you are in the danger of creating something that nobody will end up using. So we had to find a fine balance between those two elements. Majid Al Futtaim has a very vast estate of assets. As Jason pointed out earlier, it's everything from grocery shopping to very high-end luxury shopping. And so how do you create something that is relevant to the very wide group of customers we've got? You've got someone who's buying groceries that at fairly nominal values, whereas you've got someone who's buying a piece of jewelry that could cost a few million dirhams. How do you find a way to cater to all of those customers? Was creating a currency that unified our entire ecosystem. And that perhaps was one of the biggest strengths for Majid Al Futtaim and for Share. A very wide base. We have approximately 2,300 stores in our mix, covering almost every single aspect of the lifestyle. So we tried to create a program that fused currency and hard benefits and experiential lifestyle opportunities to create an ecosystem that would endear itself to customers under one brand, touch more points of their everyday life, provide more value and recognition at every step. Throughout all of this, we've made it, while it looks and feels and sounds like a loyalty program, there are lots of things that we've done differently in terms of we've taken away the constraints around you have to have so many points in order to be able to redeem. Customers can truly use this as a flexible currency. They can have 10 points and they can use it. 10 points is one dirham. We don't constrain them in any way. And the most important element, and the reason why this program is called Share, is that they can share their currency, they can share their experiences with anyone that they choose to do so. And I think that just gives it a great flexibility that most loyalty programs don't venture into because the financial fundamentals of loyalty programs are greatly impacted by elements such as that. So now poised to take it to a different level. And Jason, do you want to talk a little about that?
Yeah, I think it's super exciting now, the work we're doing together to evolve this. And as Cash has alluded to, Majid Al Futtaim got an incredible ecosystem. And for Majid Al Futtaim, the opportunity then is how can we bring all of this together into effectively a platform? where Share can be the gateway to that ecosystem of Majid Alpha Tame. And we think this notion of Share being a platform is a really exciting proposition to develop and unpack further as we go into the future.
Okay. To add to that, with what's happened around the world in the last year, customers are beginning to look to their loyalty programs for more than just value. And this is, they're looking to loyalty programs not just to add monetary value, but they're looking to us to also build trust with the brands that they work with and they deal with. So today, customer trust comes in the form of safety and value. And I think that they look to loyalty programs to provide that value for money and to brands to ensure not only their safety, but that their values are also in line with their own. And what this does for us, this sort of opens up new avenues to explore. Suddenly, you're not just playing in the retail space. What you're playing in is space that surrounds a customer's life on an everyday basis. Now, whether that's health, whether that's community, whether that's a focus on the environment. I mean, the environment is another area that Majid Al Futtaim is very focused on. To what Jason was saying earlier, we're looking to create an ecosystem that surrounds the customer, surrounds their day-to-day life, so that when they want to do anything, really anything, their first point of call is Share, because they know that Share will facilitate that interaction for them. Share will create the right offering or the right environment in which they can actually engage. And that's what we're looking to build out, and that's what we want to take forward for our customers.
Now, we should probably acknowledge and admit, Cash, that through this, you know, it sounds like it's all been quite plain sailing and easy running. But through this process, obviously, bringing a program like this of this scale and to some extent complexity to market has had some challenges and things to overcome along the way. Did you want to sort of talk a little bit about some of the challenges we had and perhaps some of the lessons that have been learned?
Yes. challenges. Where do I start? It's been a constant process of learning. I guess some are very typical of any project of this nature. It takes longer than you think, always, especially when you've got multiple units coming together. And I guess one of our bigger challenges was the fact that not only were we creating a new product, a new loyalty program, our organization was also undergoing a transformation, a business transformation. It was different business units with very different business models now coming together to operate as one overarching entity. So we actually, in some ways, we facilitated the creation of a platform that allowed those businesses to come together. I guess the other thing that we learned was in the early stages of this process, we were very focused on looking for what we call wow. As you pointed out, Jason, Majid Al Futtaim brought snow to the desert. You know, how do you top that? And initially that was our focus. But we soon found that if we didn't get the fundamentals right, wow wouldn't matter. If we couldn't deliver on those fundamentals, then the wow would not really engage our customers. So we refocused ourselves. So we pivoted during that process. You've got to remain agile. You've got to be able to test and learn as you go and make sure that whatever you're building resonates. One rather interesting thing for me, I would say that I'm a digital native, and I would imagine that the vast majority of our customers are. But when we actually had one of our business units, a grocery business, Carrefour, where our customers had the opportunity to use both a digital asset as well as plastic cards. And we struggled to actually convert some of the customers from the plastic cards to digital, even though it was much easier, or so we thought it was a much easier process. So that in itself was a learning experience for us. And I think, you know, digital, we all seem to think that digital is the start and end of it all, but there are different types of customers, different customer segments. Some who are digitally savvy on the social space but don't like perhaps using it for their day-to-day engagements. Others who perhaps don't have, you know, are not as digitally savvy because they might be a blue-collar worker, but they still are part of our ecosystem. And when I look at that, when I think about that, I also try and think back and understand why did we succeed as we did. I think the organizational mindset is very important. Very strong senior management buy-in, in fact, was led by our CEO. He has been championing this all along. And then I think the other is Majid Al Futtaim's long-term vision of investing in the future. Very often, a loyalty program as a marketing tool, with that comes the challenges that when times are tough, marketing is often one of the first areas that tends to go. But Majid Al-Futtaim has not looked at it in that way at all. They have invested in it and they have considered it an investment from the very beginning. And so there has been significant support right at the top of the chain and all the way through the organization. When I think back, we actually did count of how many people it took to bring this program together. We were close to about 450 people that were working in some shape or form to bring Share to life. Those were some of the lessons and perhaps the reasons for our success.
Super helpful, I think, and informative to anyone either developing or transforming their loyalty program. I think probably a good way to close this off. I mean, we're 18 months in. We've now got more than 1.8 million members. One of the things that is often recognized as quite important to loyalty programs is actually the role of partnerships. What perspective do you have on that, Cash, for the future of Share?
They're essential. First and foremost, they help round out your offering to customers. So we have a very vast ecosystem that has, you know, almost everything that they want, but not everything. So partnerships will help serve the purpose of rounding out that ecosystem and making sure that we really have a holistic offering for our customers. The second aspect is the fact that partnerships lend credibility. Who you tie up with is extremely important. You've got to ensure that you've got the same brand values. You've got to make sure that they resonate with each other. They complement each other. And then the third aspect is the inherent value that it brings both to the customer and to the organization itself. Obviously, there are revenue streams that we benefit from. There is data sharing that we benefit from. More importantly, the customer benefits by being able to take advantage of a vast ecosystem that would not have been possible if it was just a particular company alone. And one of the things that research tells us that customers are actually quite fed up of carrying 17 loyalty cards or being part of 17 loyalty programs. So when you've got a product like Share that brings a wealth of partners, it brings a really healthy ecosystem together so that they have everything in one place, that's something that customers desire and want. The seamlessness of the journey, it's the ease of the journey, it's making sure that we bring utility to their lives. So partnerships help with that.
Great. Well, hopefully that's been useful and informative to all the people listening. Michael.
Yes, I'm back. Yeah, no, that was great. It was a great discussion. And yeah, I think you guys covered a hell of a lot. And I thank you both for your time. Yeah, we'll get this out probably next week once we edit it and put links in the show notes to all the various things to Share, to all your websites and projects and things that you're involved in. And then any sort of requests or things that you have of our audience or asks, we can put those into as well and then sort of share on our networks and on yours. So yeah, on that lovely pun, I think it's a good place on which to end. Thank you to both for joining the Marketing Society podcast.
Great.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.